If I know I've been given this, then I can take possession of it. But if I don't know it, I just sit there and act real dumb. When problem come down, problem come up, I'll talk like a problem man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't do this. I can't do it. But if I've been given, I go take possession. Are y'all in the house? The treasures of redemption. And we're going to mention some of these redemption treasures. All right. Okay, I know I didn't give you all the scripture, but let's turn there. Psalm 103, verse 2. If y'all can put that up. We'll do this in the King James. Psalms 103. Okay. Psalms 103. Verse 2. And it says, you see it? What it says? Bless the Lord, what? And do what? So these are some of the treasures you've been given. But see, the enemy will bring problem and make you forget if you don't know. If you're not fully persuaded that you have this, he'll bring a problem. Have you ever been just going along, you kind of had your week planned out, maybe your month planned out, and something popped up during that month that you didn't have in your plan. And it started trying to make you talk crazy. I don't know how I'm gonna do this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But when you know you got a source, let me make it a little bit plainer. But when you know you got some extra money in your bank account, it doesn't move you, does it? Y'all not talking to me too good. But if you don't have it and don't know where it is, you start panicking, talking crazy talk. But if you know you got some extra money that you didn't put it in your budget, but you had it, this is what you were going to operate from. But something popped up, and you didn't. But the person that didn't have anything extra, they panicked. But the person that already got it, they just keep right on moving. Don't even face them. I'm trying to teach you something this morning. So he said, blessed be the God, bless the Lord, rather. O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Notice the plural benefits. All right, next verse. Who does what? Who forgives all, say all. All thine iniquity. You know what iniquity is? A lot of sin. Iniquity is a lot of sin, more than one sin. Multitudes of sin, a lot of sin. Who forgives all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases. I'm trying to get some faith in you now. Jesus. Who does what? They ain't through yet. Go stay there. Who forgives all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases. How many diseases?
All.
Come on, let's get real now. How many?
All.
How many is all?
Where would you
classify COVID? Would it be included in all? Would you say COVID is an enemy to you? Do you believe what he just said? He healeth you. Who healeth all? thy diseases. Let's go. Next verse. Who what? Redeemest thy life from destruction. That means if you walk in faith and you walk with God, COVID don't have a chance. Why are they perishing? Because they feared and had more faith in COVID than they did God and what he said. They knew what the news people saying, the media saying about COVID and all of, but they didn't go to the Word to find out what God is saying. So when you know this, you're not fazed by it because it can't come near your dwelling. But when you don't, listen to me good now, because I'm building you up. We all need to grow up. I got some more growing to do, but I thank God where I am, but I'm not in park. Because I have an enemy, and I have an adversary who seeketh to devour, looking ways, looking for an opening that I have left open for him to come in and bring destruction to my life. But I cover myself with the word, the blood, the name. Daily. And I talk to my body and I say, you don't take that now. You don't take that. You don't receive that because you walk in divine health. You don't walk in sickness. You don't walk around with disease. You walk in divine health. And you have to talk to your body and tell it. So he said, who redeemest thy life from destruction? Well, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Has he? If he redeemed me from it, then from the curse, then the curse has no right to my life because I'm redeemed from it. But if I keep silent or if I remain ignorant, and I remain in disagreement with the word of God and not agree with it and stand on it and confess it and believe it and walk in the light of it, well, then the curse will rule me. Just because you're going through a test or going through something don't mean that God hates you. Don't mean that the word is not working. Just because something come against you, that's the way I used to think I have failed. When some kind of sickness would attack my body, I would think, oh my God, I failed. No, I hadn't failed. Satan trying to take from me what's mine. And I won't give it up. You got to fight, boy. You got to fight because I'm not giving up. God told me I will satisfy you with long life. And that's not a part of long life. Even with pain, trying to persist in my body, I refuse to quit. Why won't you quit, son? Because I know he said, he's given me. He has given me. What has he given me? He gave me long life.